And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is up in the Sierra still, but Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits is here co-hosting with me today. And Steve and Dave from Promar are here. Hey, lobster season's just a week away, so we're getting you ready here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. On the mighty 1090.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back and good morning to the Let's Talk Hookup. How you doing, Pete?
Yeah, great, Corey. Great, great. Looking forward to, I know, you know, we talked about it yesterday with Captain Brian Hikihara. You practically invented hooping.
No, come on. No, no, no.
Come on, man. You used to do it before it was vogue.
No, I was an enthusiast and did it a lot. I mean, put it that way. And working on the bait boats back in the day, it was perfect, right? Because, as Dave knows, having an unlimited amount of bait is key, right?
Yep.
And having that in the off season, you know, all winter to do that. Are you kidding me? I mean, I was a hooping fool.
Yeah.
You know? Seriously.
Caught some. And then all of a sudden, this company called Promar comes out. And
Jim Salazar.
And Jim Salazar and popularizes the whole thing. And now there's thousands of people doing hooping, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody looks forward to the season opener. It's crazy out there when you go out on the first day of the season.
Yeah, and Captain Dave Hansen is here, too, at Promar. Now, how would you classify yourself with Promar?
I've been lucky enough to work with Promar since I started doing this HoopNet thing. I was the original. I'm just going to tell a little story. Back in 2007, 2008, I was smart enough to buy into a sport fishing operation. Remember, the economy was really good back then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was like horrible. But I had thought that that was a good time to get into the sport fishing ownership part.
Yeah.
And so I bought a boat, and then we were running, and that's when the yellowfin tuna were only on the Dolphin. And we were running out of Huntington Harbor. You had to be on the Dolphin, you'd catch one or two fish, then you'd have to race to the next school of Dolphin and then run and gun and catch a couple more fish. And we were burning about $1,200 to $1,500 worth of fuel a day. We were charging like $200 a day or $2,000 a day to take you fishing. And so it was costing us like $500 or $600 a day to take guys fishing.
Every time you left the dock.
Yeah, pretty
you were
cool.
Paying.
Great business plan, I'm telling
really
you.
Really good business
plan. Oh, yeah. So we were killing it. So here comes the winner. And I did. Had a boat payment to make, the dock, didn't know what we were going to do. And my son looked at me and he said, Dad, maybe people would pay to go hoop netting. Now, no, I don't care what anybody says. No one else had ever done it before. You can look back in the 2008, I started on the Liquid Coast Highway. I would offer you 5 hours of hooping in Long Beach Harbor for $100 a person. I gave you all you could drink and all you could eat. And five for $100 a person, and we take six people at a time. And I started this whole debacle of hoop netting
and
to
Dave,
buy in a ticket.
And like I was mentioning, it's the off season.
Right.
It's the off season, so you actually turn your off season into a semi lucrative, you know,
exactly.
A little bit going on.
Never.
Wait,
took...
wait a minute. Wait, let's back up for a second.
Yeah.
All you could eat and all you could drink.
Correct.
Did you lose on some guys?
No. It's amazing because here's the.
Like, you kept them busy.
Yeah, and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold and you're wet.
Yeah.
You think you're going to drink a bunch of beer, but it's cold and it's wet. Those beers don't go down that good when it's cold and it's wet.
It
right?
was a master plan.
Right?
And we never took the boat out of idle.
Uh-huh.
So we were burning like 5 to 10 gallons of fuel a night.
Sure.
And we were idling around. Now, we didn't know. Let's be honest. We didn't know anything about taking people hooping. We knew about going hooping, like Corey would go, and I would go, Steve would go. It's cool to hoop by yourself, but now you got people that are looking at you because they want to catch lobsters, and you got 10 hoop nets, and you don't really know. We had to learn the harbor. We had to learn the cycles. We had to learn the whole thing. No one had ever done it before, so I couldn't go back to my father and say, hey, how was it in the 40s like I can fishing? I had to do it myself, and I ran 48 trips that year. 48 hoop net lobster trips in the middle of the winter.
Wow.
It was pretty spectacular. I was working with another company back then, 976, me and Phil Freeman, and we marketed the heck out of it, and everybody wanted to go. Now, look, every landing up and down the coast goes hoop netting. But we were the very first. We figured it out. And then what really helped us out, that year, we found a little area in the back of Long Beach Harbor. We call it Jurassic Park. We caught an 18.8-pound lobster.
What?
That's huge, yeah.
Oh,
a 17.6-pound lobster. This was in the newspapers. Kelly gave the 18-pounder to the aquarium at Long Beach. We were off to the races. All of a sudden, we were on ABC, NBC, CBS. Everybody wanted to know about these giant lobsters we were catching. But like the night we caught the 18-pounder, you know how many we caught? One.
Wow.
You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, nobody wants to be around an 18-pounder. And a little one says, I'm out of here, right?
But that was the beginning of this thing, and now everybody hoop nets.
And cool. Everybody does it, but here's the thing. It's so cool because it's accessible to everybody.
Yes.
You can do it off of...
Everybody can do.
You can do it off a pier. You can do it off the Shelter Island Pier. You can do it off the OB Pier. You can go to the Huntington Beach Pier. You can
go to the rocks.
It's hard on the rocks because you're pulling it across the
rock.
You
get hung up.
But you can do it off a kayak.
Yeah.
Right.
You follow me?
Uh-huh.
And it's something that everybody can do. It's the intercoastal kind of zone. You don't have to run 100 miles. You don't.
Right.
It's not big bluefin fishing. It's not.
Right.
But, I mean, you can be an all-star and go to Catalina on the Lee.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't. Dave's kind of shutting up on that one.
No. I'm the guy. You know what, I'm the guy that gives it all away. Yeah. Come on.
He's our worst enemy. He's the guy that gives it all away, right? So, Steve, people listening to the show, they're going, what is hooping, hoop netting? Kind of describe that whole deal.
So, in the off season when you can't go fishing or when fishing is very slow, you – like me and every other fisherman out there, we want to get back on the water and do something, be productive in some sort of way. So with hoop netting, so when in the off season, that's when the lobster season opens up for us.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very low investment when you take it into consideration to go pick up a hoop net at your local taco store. And you can, like Corey was saying, you can go down to a pier. There's now charter boats that are doing it out of almost every landing in Southern California. You can go out, set your hoop net, which is the max size is 36 inches.
Okay.
And it's just exactly what it sounds like. It's a hoop with a net on it. You let it fall to the ocean floor. You sit there. You put bait in it, obviously. You let it sit there for 30 minutes to an hour, waiting for a lobster to hopefully crawl in. You pick it up, and you may have some lobsters in there, some great-eating lobsters at the end of the night.
No, but Steve, you kind of went over a few things so quickly. Okay, Promar has done a lot for the average guy, and Promar has made the bait cages, they've made the bait containers, they made the bait suspending.
Right.
Okay, you've done things that we did 25 years ago that really Promar brought to where everybody can get it.
Yeah. Right. You guys did all the R&D for us. We just made it easy for the consumer, essentially.
Yes.
So yeah, we offer every single item that you would need when you're going out. We offer the hoop net. We offer the line. We offer the floats. We offer now the weighted sinkers to sink your line out if you're on a boat. Bait cages, all the different styles of bait cages, wire bait cages. And now with the whole seal problem that we have in Southern California that all fishermen know about, we have the seal-proof bait cages as well that will prevent those seals from getting into your hoop nets and scaring all your lobsters away. So yeah, we've kind of tried to be the company that you can go to for everything.
Not kind of. You did. You brought it to mainstream.
And originally Promar was in the net business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So natural progression was to start making these nets for lobster or hoop nets. And you have to abide by the regulations of California State. It's very heavily regulated fishery, very heavily. So it's got to be, and they're very, very serious about the regulations, as you'll find out if you violate one if you're on your boat. But one of the new things you've come out is a heavier hoop net. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the new heavy hoop net is essentially the same thing as the, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the 36-inch Ambush XL, we just released
that.
Yeah, we released that last year, and it was a big hit. But the one thing that people were asking for was something heavier so that the guys that are going deeper, 150 feet, 200 feet over at Catalina and different places in Southern California, they wanted something heavier that would hold the ground better under those rougher conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So we came out with the 14-pound Ambush XL Heavy.
Which is twice the weight of the XL?
More than twice the weight So the original one was about 6 pounds. This comes in at 14 pounds.
So, but wow. Steve, you're relating it to deeper water, but my first thought is big surf in shallow water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's where I see that thing shining like a golden star, seriously, is in that 5 to 15 foot of water with 3 to 6 foot of surf and having it not move around and walk,
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, if you have some rougher conditions and you want to set in, like you said, shallow water and you're next to a jetty or something like that where it can eventually get hung up if that condition gets a hold of it, then this is going to be the ultimate solution for you.
Yeah, or worst part of it, though, is when you have your net, just bouncing up an inch or so, it can't move a half inch because if it moves, that lobster's not going to crawl on it.
It's going to jet out of
there. Or if he's in it, he's going to jump out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So the other thing, too, that changed it. Now, when Corey did it back in the day, they were flat hoop nets, right?
Yes, and we actually made all of our own nets.
Yeah.
You know, the commercial ones that were offered to the public were basically, Dungeness or stone crab nets that really didn't hold anything, and that's, we made all of our own nets, Put it this way. all of my neighbors were Portuguese.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Okay. And I worked on a bait boat with netting.
Yeah.
Do I need to tell you anything?
Yeah. So you guys did that for fun.
Yeah.
Instead of pouring MC swim baits, you were making nets.
It was a lot of fun, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
So the change came when conical hoop nets, which is has upper sides, a conical shape, versus flat nets. Kind of what – give us – do you still make flat nets, or do you just make straight conical?
We do, because the flat nets are a big thing on the East Coast. They're also used to land big fish when you're fishing off of a pier. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Where we first saw them off the San Clemente Pier when my dad was running boats, they used them all the time to land the big fish off the pier.
No kidding.
You drop the net down, put it underneath the fish, and then lift them up.
Lift
the pier.
It up. Yep. I'll be darned.
That's the first time I ever saw them, and that was back in the late 60s.
Yeah.
That was the first time. And I was like, oh, that you catch lobsters with those?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, is anybody still using the flat nets?
You know, a lot of the guys that did it.
The old timers.
And that know how to do it, like Corey and stuff, they'll tell you the flat net probably works the best because of the fact that the lobster doesn't have to crawl up. He just walks right onto it, and he's in there. The thing about the conicals is that it allows the guys that aren't real used to pulling to have like a mistake or to scratch their nose or to grab their soda or their adult beverage and take a drink of it while they're pulling. A lot of guys don't understand. The minute you grab it, you don't have to go fast.
You have a flat net. It's like
you don't have to
go
fast, but you got to pull. And guys stop in the middle of it. And the minute you stop, then the net, because of the, as it's coming up, I don't even know the right words, but the bottom of the net will meet the top of the net if you stop because of the momentum, and it'll push the other lobsters right out.
Well, I think what a lot of it is, Dave, is when you're pulling and you can keep the lightest amount of tension, but if you keep it steady, just hold on for their dear life. Okay?
Yeah, they don't know.
And once you start getting herky-jerky and you give them that split second of a hesitation, then they start kicking.
They're jumping out.
Yeah, so when you get all herky-jerky.
Yeah. You get all herky-jerky.
Because a lot of times when you're pulling lobster hoops, you get them to the surface, they're just frozen. They just
exactly.
sit there.
They've never been out of the water before.
And then as soon as you move, stop, or jerk it, they go flipping out, right? So that's
exactly.
I never thought of that, Corey.
So that's why that conical thing works so much better.
Yeah.
But...
And I think the flat ones, you know, you were kind of describing the difference between them. In my mind, the flat one allows them to crawl onto the bait like the snap of a finger.
Correct.
Okay. But the conical kind of takes them a little bit of figuring out how to get
into
up and over
bait.
And into the hole, right? The top hole. But once they're in that top hole, like you're describing, the average guy can pull it.
And catch some lobster.
He can pull it herky-jerky style, and he's going to get them.
He's still going to get a few.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had rocks where I'd literally put the flat one on. I called a couple of five-minute rock. And people that hooped with me back in the day will know exactly. I mean, so shallow. I'd put that thing in. Like, I knew exactly. I could do it in the dark. I could put the skiff on the jetty and literally know right where to put it. I had a skiff, a little whaler dedicated to hoop netting.
That was
the only
was
purpose.
For.
The only yeah. purpose.
Wow.
And
perfect.
And I would literally put it right perfectly on the rock and you could 5 minutes. Wow. And I had a limit in the net at times.
In 5 minutes.
Many a times.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
You mean there's lobsters shallow?
You like that?
No way.
Well,
you got to go deep.
We've got, I tell you what, we've got a lot of secrets here between Steve, between Dave and Corey. We've got a lot of secrets to reveal about hooping because it's not a hard thing, but you got to know what you're doing kind of a little bit. It's definitely, there's guys that, it's just like fishing. There's guys that get them. And there's guys that don't.
Well, I'm with you, Pete. I'm with you. But Promar, seriously.
They
like
made
said,
it easier.
Like I said earlier, they've brought the little tricks to mainstream. There's a reason for every little thing they offer.
Yes, no doubt about it. But as you can hear, we have a great show with a lot of information for you today. Right, Corey?
We do. And there's so much to give away. I'm going to give you the telephone numbers first because the giveaway list is very long. You want to give us a shout. 877-792-1090 or 858 on the local number, 858-457-1090. Three different people are going to win three different things here. The
great
first
packages.
One, is a lobster rigging kit, okay, with the gloves, Promar gloves, the LED light stick, reflective tape to go on it, the LED power headlamp, the seal-proof bait cage that Steve was talking about, lobster gauge, the Promar hoodie, and a Promar lobster snapback hat. Okay, that's one individual. Second guy is going to win a tuna jig kit, or a lady if she decides to call, assortment of assault jigs, sabikis, an ahi tuna hat, and then a rockfish jig kit will be the third one. And assorted live deception jigs, squid skirts, and rockfish fly rigs. I mean, Steve, that's a whole list of giveaways.
And those, you know, that's one thing, you know, Promar is known for a lot of hoop netting stuff, but they make some amazing jibs, the live deception jigs.
Yeah,
and the assault jigs. Those things work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they catch fish.
I know we're talking lobster and we're talking all this good stuff, but they've got tuna under their hat and sabikis and bait catching supplies. And you want to give us a call this morning, we'd love to have you. Wealth of information from Mr. Dave Hansen. We have Steve from Promar. Give us a shout on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back on Sport Fishing's Southern California's Voice, Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Cussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Cussler Yachts. Mike Cussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Cussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Cussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at cusleryachts.com. That's CusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters, and you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art, long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. We have a live wire show with Mr. Dave Hansen in studio.
Always Steve, makes it interesting, right?
Steve from Promar, we're having a good time. And
yeah, Steve's very knowledgeable about the product line of Promar, so if you have any questions about anything, whether it be lobster, whether it be their tuna jigs, their rockfish jigs, all that stuff, you got it covered, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, got the full deal from Promar. And, of course, Ben is the owner, and we know Ben very well. Ben, one of the cool things about Promar is it's owned by a guy that is a hardcore fisherman, right?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, right now we haven't been able to get on the water as much as we would like to because of the whole season. The lobster season's getting crazy, but if the season wasn't going as crazy as it is right now, we'd be on the water today.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. What about you, Dave? You've been on the water?
No, we hardly ever get out there.
Yeah, hardly ever.
We're out every day.
You know, before I forget about it, talk about your website, because, you know, every week we talk about the website, but, you know, that website's cool.
No, thank you, Pete. Yeah, I have had nothing but positive feedback from all the members, and the number of members is a staggering number. I'm just shocked. I had no idea that this would go as good as it's gone, and it's pretty spectacular. There's so many people out there starving for information. And before we put this website together, you had to go on YouTube and you could pick a piece over here and then you'd have to search for another hour and then you could get another little piece. And then it was guys that, you know, yeah, they're probably good at what they do, but they're not real good at putting the information together for you in a format that's easy to use. So what we did was we went out and we gathered up as much information that we can out of my brain. And we put it into 4 to 5 minute videos on the website, and it's all how to fish in Southern California. It's all about what to do when you're in Southern California as far as driving your boat, maintaining your boat, tying up your boat. And then we go into the fishing thing and how to catch and what to use and how to do it and how to rig and what rods to use, what reels to use. And then we just launched a whole series, a five-part series on hoop netting in Southern California. And I take you from just the basic of how to tie your buoy on to all the way to what to do when you have it all set up and how to drop it down and how long to leave it down. And I only am sharing the information that I have from fishing in Southern California for the last 44 years. I'm not giving away anybody else's stuff that they spent their life trying to get, and I'm not stealing anything from anybody. I am just totally giving you what I do. I've been a personal guide going with you on your boat for the last 25 years. Why no one else was willing to help anybody else, I would go with you on your boat and show you how to do it. I just physically can't go on all the boats. I mean, I get 15 calls a week for people that want me to come with them on their boat. And I felt that it was time to give somebody some of the stuff that they're begging for. So I put this website together. I'm not looking for a home run off of you if you sign up. I want you to be a part of this. But if I didn't, if I just gave it to you for free, $4.99 a month.
That's it.
$4.99 a month. You spent more.
And you have unlimited access. See, here's what I like about yoursaltwaterguide.com, and these are the that's where you get access to these videos, right? Is the shortness of them. So, like, you instead of one long hoop netting video, you've got it broken down into 4 or 5 segments of each one, and because I watch a video for 5 minutes, I'm done.
That's,
you know,
the key.
Like,
people don't want to watch anything for 5 whole minutes. I mean, that's a long time when you think about it. 5 whole minutes is a long time. So most of the videos are less than 5 minutes, and it's all about fishing in Southern California, and we're keeping it fresh. I'm adding new videos every week, at least 2 or 3 a week, but maybe more. It all depends on how much my nephew and I get to shoot, because I'm out on the water every single day. And I have 2 GoPros in the wheelhouse, and I'm giving you guys exactly what I'm doing. I'm showing you my fish finder. I'm showing you my sonar. I'm showing you what I'm seeing. I'm not giving, like I keep saying, because there's a lot of people that are kind of upset, but I'm not giving anybody else's stuff. I'm giving mine. It's mine.
You know, and we haven't talked about this off air, but maybe they're upset because you're giving away something that's, you know, a little more difficult to figure out. And
right.
And it took them maybe 5 years to figure out, but took you 5 minutes to give away. And so, but it's your information. And for $4.99, am I right?
$4.99.
They can Unlimited.
Access.
Unlimited. Right. Unlimited access.
And you could go back and watch it over and over and over again. Most people, like I talk to, they love to watch it when they're at work. Because the last thing you want to do at work is work.
Yeah. So one of the videos that was particularly useful for me on there's been several, but was how to rig the balloon on your kite. That was like such, I mean, to me, it's such a simple, you look at it and think, oh, that, well,
yeah,
that's
it sounds
simple.
So simple, right?
It's not that simple. You've
Thank
got
you.
To do the, and if you use Dave's technique, it is simple.
And
but I watched a video like four times and started doing it, and now.
Now you don't even think about it, right? It's like, hey, let's throw the kite up. All right,
yeah,
cool.
Put the balloon on it, and that's it.
Not only the balloon and kite like you're talking about, but he mentioned how to rig the buoys and the line.
Right,
and,
those
see
buoys
that,
and line
for hoop netting. It sounds so simple, but there's a lot of little tricks that go with it, trust me.
Absolutely, yes. And we're just trying to help everybody that we can. Just trying to help. And perfect scenario, my brother said this the other day. Someone had to teach someone how to play the guitar. Okay? And we don't crucify that person. The guy, like
so
Carlos
really,
Santana.
No, wait a minute, back up. You're really taking heat from people?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't even believe. Well, let's be honest, Pete. I've been taking heat.
Well,
remember
yeah,
30 years ago when you and I made all those spot videos?
Heat,
30
so heat
years ago.
You. Yeah.
30 years ago
you
we made
love,
those spot
you love
videos.
Being in the fire.
Absolutely.
But I, you know what? It's like people come on this show a lot of times and they're sharing their knowledge. They're sharing their experiences.
And
stuff
but
like
sharing
that.
The passion.
And sharing the passion, right, Corey? You share the passion with people constantly.
I
you
love doing it, right?
And stuff
absolutely.
Like that. You know, I say to the people that give you heat, you know,
yeah.
Get a life.
Absolutely.
Right? It's yeah. Like, come on.
I think they're just jealous.
Yeah. I guess.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they just absolutely hate me, but that's okay.
Does it bother
I'll
you?
Be all right. No.
Okay,
when
good.
I sit down and pay my bills at night, I never
either.
See
yeah,
any of them.
For sure. Hey, let's go south down to John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Boz, East Cape. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Corey, Dave, Steve.
Morning.
What's
morning.
Going on down at the ranch, man? Dude, it's such a great time of year down there.
It is. It is. October is our prime month for sure. The water's still real warm and it's cooling off. You know, it's been an exceptionally cool and pleasant summer. It really, really has. This last week, you know, we had rain early in the week and quite a bit of rain Monday and Tuesday. And then it's dropped off. It's been real pleasant. It really cooled everything down. Water temp's still 86 to 88 degrees, clear, flat, nice water. And but it's, you know, it's this time of year, it's pretty typical. It's all about the yellowfin. We just have a real consistent yellowfin bite in the same areas for the past 6 weeks, actually, right off of Rincon, then off of Pescadero as well. And they're fly line in sardine. And limiting a yellowfin between 5 and 20 pounds. But literally everybody's limiting, and the occasional 40, 50-pound fish. Inshore is on the bottom, on the inside drop-offs, has been really, really exceptional as well, like it has all year, a big, big pargo. You know, 5 to 20-pounders are common, a lot of them. Big amberjack as well, you know, 30, 40, 50-pound amberjack, and lots of pompano mixed in with them. There's a big, big rooster fish inside along the beach. 30 to 50-pound roosters are cruising up and down the beach, a lot of those being released. Haven't seen, you know, few Dorado, few Wahoo, and nobody's going out because everybody's just targeting the tuna and banging at the tuna. Not much pressure on the billfish either. There are a lot of billfish outside. They're seeing tailers, but not many boats going for them. Way outside, 10 to 15 miles off, there are larger tuna under the porpoise. They ran into those, I think, Thursday, and picked up some nice tuna in there, 30 to 45 pounders. Real fast moving schools. Couldn't keep up with them. Only one day of that. But inside, inshore has been real, real consistent for the yellowfin. And like I said, that's been the name of the game for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Right? Oh, man, that sounds like so much fun. I love this time of year down at the ranch down in the East Cape. It's absolute paradise down there. And are there still rooms available for that prime month of October?
Yeah, there sure are. There's rooms. We have rooms available right through November, so come on down and take advantage. I know you're going to be down there for
the Palmas tournament. Yeah.
The Palmas tournament. Yeah. They got a tuna shootout going on down there, and I'm sure they're going to catch some big tuna this year.
Oh, that's
lots,
so cool.
Lots and lots of tuna around. I don't know if I told you, Jack and I were out last week, and we got into a school of tuna that just ripped us up. We had 40 pounds. We couldn't land one. We had five on. We had three for over half an hour, and they all either spit the hook or busted the line, and they were boiling around the boat, and there wasn't one under 100 pounds. They
Big those guys fish. Are tough on those old guys, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Jack doesn't put up with much, so he just tightens down the drag and goes for it.
Hands it off to your deckhand, right? Here, you reel this
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but no, he stayed with it, but it is patience level, you know. He's used to on the boat fishing 130-pound tasks.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
It was just amazing to see the size of these fish boiling around the boat.
So awesome. So much, and wahoo, and dorado, and marlin, and so much great stuff. If somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, some great airfare is going on now with all the competition and airfare. How do we get a hold of you? How do we get down to Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, really, really reasonable airfares right now. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We've got a lot of photos on there.
Yeah, and I might add, too, that our Rancho Leonero Spring Spectacular, June 1st of next year, is already filling up. So if you want to go on that, you should get signed up and get your room and get your boat and come on down and join us.
Yeah, sure, a good time. That is a good time for sure.
Yeah. All right, John. Thanks a lot for that. Look forward to the report next week.
You will. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thanks a lot. All right, one line open. You want to get through? 877-792-1090. Open right now. Corey, let's jump in the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's start it out with Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the Stock Hookup.
Yeah, I got three questions here. How much bait can I stuff in a bait trap, and how much should I take with me? And at the end of the day, what do I do with all the leftover bait? Should I just toss it back in the water, or do I freeze it for the next time?
Those are great questions, Doug.
Do you all right.
Take it, Dave.
I got this. Okay, so what I would suggest is getting the Promar bait tubes. Those cages are phenomenal if you want to lure the sea lions around your boat. They love that. They're a very visual animal, and they'll come right to that cage. You want to get those tubes. You want to stuff them as full as you can. The way we do it when I'm with you is I have 10 tubes that we use in the 10 nets, and then I have 10 on standby throughout the night if the tubes start to get not as full as they were when we started. If we get the sand fleas in there or we get the little fish that peck the bait out of there, we'll put a brand new bait tube in. Now, this all depends on how long you're planning on hooping. If you're only going to go for a couple hours, you'll be fine with your 10. But normally I got six to eight mouths to feed, so I have to do it for hours on end, so I'm using as much bait as I possibly can, and then at the end of the night, I throw the bait away because the bait is washed out. It's been in the water all night, and it's getting washed out. Once it's washed out, it's lost that flavor.
Dave, washed out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but describe it.
Okay.
Because this is very important.
This is
why I stopped you.
Washed out means that it's been up and down, up and down, up and down all night in the hoop net, and it's getting, the water's draining out of the bait, then you're putting water in the bait, then you're draining it out, so you're actually washing the flavor and the scent out of the bait. So every time it goes up and down, it's just totally destroying the structure, if you will, of the bait.
Or the smelly blood and all that.
Everything that you're using it for.
All that gicky crap that you don't want.
That attracts the lobster.
Yeah. Right.
Throw it away. Throw it away.
Yeah,
thanks, Corey.
It really becomes worthless after all that gicky gunk is washed and blood is washed.
You want it as fresh as you possibly can be. That's what I've learned over my years. I know people have caught it on chicken bones and cat food and stuff. I'm telling you, I want the freshest bait I can have. I like to get my bait at the bait barge on my way out of the harbor. We get a half a scoop of sardines or anchovies, whichever they have, and that's what I use because I only use tubes. So the anchovies and the sardines go perfect in the tube, and it's super fresh. And I think that's me. I'm only talking about me. I know a lot of people like to use a lot of other stuff, but I just like to use the freshest bait possible.
It totally works. And you kind of glazed over something, too, for Doug, was the bait tubes. And those are the PVC. I mean, we used to make them, right?
Right.
But
they're not easy to make.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, okay?
Yeah.
So for the retail end, Steve, if somebody was to go into a shop and buy these bait tubes, what's the average retail on a bait tube?
Average retail goes from anywhere from $15.99 to $18.99.
For a bait tube.
But, right.
But this bait tube lasts.
It's going to last you forever.
Forever, yeah. Absolutely. It has a steel wire in the center of it that runs. That's where you actually attach it to the hoop net. So it's a steel wire. You're never going to worry about it anything breaking on it.
Sea lion's not going to be able to yank it out of the
No,
hoop.
That thing is rock solid.
Yeah, and the way you guys designed it at Promar, that bait tube, it's perfect. You can stuff plenty of bait in there. And it's got plenty of holes and easy open, easy close.
Absolutely. One side opens, you stuff it with bait, you close it up, you clip it in, and you're good to go.
I know. Dave glazed over it so quickly.
Yeah, I'm
but
sorry.
No, don't be sorry, because it's something that you take for granted, I take for granted. But Promar's offering. You can go in a shop and buy it. It's done. It's ready.
And if you can make your own for maybe half the price, but it'll take you like hours.
Honestly, it would probably be a little more over half the price.
Yeah.
But it would take you so much time per individual piece that you would pay the $5 just to go pick it up.
It's not worth it, for sure.
You really would.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to John. John's calling from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You kind of answered one of my questions in the last thing, but my other question would be, can you put more than one bait container in a hoop net, and is that advantageous?
You can put more than one, but here's the deal. Now you're taking away the space inside the net, and what we want is we want the lobsters, and we don't want to take away the space. Believe me, I've pulled nets before that had 40 lobsters in one net. So you put another bait tube in there, that's going to take the place of three or four lobsters. And another thing I do that most people, I don't know if this is, I'm supposed to say this or not, but when I pull the hoop net up and it's got a bunch of lobsters in it that are too small, guess what? They stay in the net and it goes back down, because nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd.
Okay, now that would be illegal,
hey,
Dave.
Well, I
didn't put
questions.
Them on the boat.
And you're putting them back in the water.
Right, they're going right back in the water. I didn't know if that was...
I'm just saying that here on Let's Talk Hookup, we're not advocating
anything illegal.
Fishing practices.
Well, I am 100% behind the fishing game. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I got one more question. Hey, so I go over to San Clemente a lot, and I like to dive, and I've hooped over there. Why are the lobsters over there so... They have huge tails, but they have small heads.
Okay.
And I can catch 400 lobsters in a night.
Yep.
And maybe catch 10 legals.
All right. Listen, everybody that's listening, watch this. This is going to be pretty spectacular.
Theater of the mind right here.
Okay, watch. Listen. Never, ever, 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 ever should you fish for lobsters where the commercial fishermen get to fish. They would give their left leg, their right arm, one of their children to get to fish where we get to fish. So why in the world would we go where they get to fish? You have the whole front side of Catalina. You have the whole San Diego Bay. You have the whole Long Beach, L.A. Harbor. You have all the breakwalls up and down the California coastline. Santa Monica Bay. It's all open to us and not them. That San Clemente Island is fished very hard by the commercial fishermen. It is a phenomenal nursery for the lobsters, and it shows you that the ocean is super healthy with all the shorts that are out there, but they get to fish that whole island.
But it is incredible, too. I mean, there's an astronomical. I know John, I just realized who this is. Peros Viejos loves calico bass fish, and it actually named the Viejos after, after John right here. So there's so many darn little guys over there. It's just a healthy population, even more so than.
And there's theories that that's like the nursery for lobster, because lobster move.
Oh, yeah.
And they move like very large areas. Like they'll move.
Jacques Cousteau did a great thing when we were kids, the March of the Spiny Lobsters, and they're like ants. If you ever saw a trail of ants, that's what the lobsters
and
look like.
And maybe that's
and
the
they're
place
just
where
marching
they
all over the ocean.
Yeah.
But don't fish where the commercial guys get to fish. That's ridiculous.
You're hitting on the head. I mean, we're very fortunate.
You can do that for 2 days next weekend.
Okay.
Before they get in the water.
But why?
But yeah, I agree.
They've already fished those spots for thousands of years. Yeah. They've been commercially fishing them. I'm not going there. I'm going front side of Catalina, inside Dana Point breakwall, or
But you mentioned we're very fortunate to have the whole Santa Monica Bay. It's huge.
Oh, my God.
A huge area that is just loaded. We have Long Beach Harbor. We have San Diego Bay. We have the Lee of Catalina.
Right. Yeah.
I mean.
There's good spots.
The most phenomenal you're ever going to find.
Yeah, for sure. John, I'm impressed. The man who inspired Corey's bait.
Oh,
pretty cool.
We must have lost John, but yeah, so cool.
John, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Team Perros Viejos.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have more from Steve from ProMar. We're going to have more of Mr. Dave Hansen. We got a list of giveaways. It's huge. Give us a call. 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. The lines are absolutely packed. We're having such a fun show.
Yeah, yeah, and there's always controversy when Dave's in this. But, you know, Steve's like such a nice guy. And you bring this guy Dave in? What's this all about, huh? Yeah, I mean, Ben's such a great guy, right? You know, it's like, and then you stir it all up. You know, it's kind of part of the deal, right?
Yeah, it's yin and yang, I guess you could say. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're talking lobster hooping today, talking fishing in general. ProMar makes not only lobster gear, but great jigs and fishing things.
Yeah,
Well, like, ProMar makes a lot of different things.
So it's actually two companies. It's ProMar. Which is more the net, the lobster stuff, netting, stuff like that.
And then also, like, net for netting salmon or halibut.
Yes, landing
or
nets, bait nets, stuff like that. Crab traps as well for the Northwest and other parts of the U.S. And then we have Ahi USA, which are the jigs, the live deception jigs, the assault jigs, the sabiki. So We do offer a variety of products for everything fishing.
You make the sabiki rod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do the sabiki rod as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. I mean, that's such a neat invention.
Game changer.
The whole thing goes right into the center of the rod.
Yeah,
so cool.
No doubt about it. Hey, it's time for the Catch Report. This report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect your vessel and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands in fines in detecting oil in your bilge and turning your pump off before you dump it in the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. I have it on my boat. It's a game changer. You should get it on yours too, because it not only does it tell you whether you have oil or fuel before you dump it in, it also tells you whether your bilge pump is cycling or not, too. So it's a cool device.
That's a way cool deal,
yeah,
Pete.
And it could save your boat.
And it doesn't just shut it off. It shuts it off to where it's picking up the debris that it doesn't want to pump over.
Right.
But once you get enough water for it to turn on again, it'll allow it to do so.
Yeah, because oil floats.
Yes.
So once it gets above that, it's still going to pump the water out. Check BlueBGI.com for more information. That's BlueBGI.com for more information. Let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Guy named Brian Woolley. You ever heard of him, Dave?
No.
Yeah? Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's happening? Dave?
Oh, dude, you know, whenever Dave's here, Brian, it's just like, it's craziness.
Yeah. Dave being Dave. Gotta love it, right? That makes it fun. Hey, great week of fishing here for us, man. Out officially of summer, right, into our fall season, and certainly didn't disappoint, man. In the half and three-quarter day zones for us this week, we had some really good bonita fishing, some big schools of this stuff, stretching out from, like, our point out right there in front up through Salt Creek and into Laguna, and then even on the other side of the MPA up there through El Moro and up into Newport, man. Troll jigs getting the boat stopped on a school, and then it turns into some just crazy fun fly line action. And some big sonar schools, too, of this stuff. So it's been absolutely perfect fish for our half and three-quarter day fishing. And this is good-sized bonita, you know, those line burners, the 4 to 8 pound stuff. And it's been a great compliment to the calico bass fishing here for us, for sure. You know, we've got some gorgeous live bait, too. Man, phenomenal 4 to 5 inch sardines. So you can imagine it's perfect for that bonito. And it's really helped us with our calico bass fishing, too. A little bit of water temperature fluctuation this week, 68 to 70 degrees. But with that wind yesterday, I'm sure we'll see a little bit of a drop. It's going to take a couple days for that stuff to recuperate and warm back up. Offshore here, too, we've still seen some good sign of the Dorado and some skipjack. A few days this week, we had boats out in those zones, and we made some catches. No kelp patty fishing for sure has been the Dorado stuff. Not really any more of those open water jig strikes or open water fish. That's all associated with all associated with kelp right now. Typical hunt right now for the right kelp, you know, that kind of a deal. So lots of driving around and looking, and it's just kind of been one kelp that will make your day. That fish has been pretty spread out in those areas. And then with that skipjack, you know, it's in an area with some real good bait sign as well. And they're also seeing some of that fish on the kelps too. So got a little taste of that yellowfin as well one day. Also on that same skipjack zone, a few fish jigged up on the dolphin pod. So, you know, there's still plenty of viability out in that open water offshore, and, you know, we're going to keep tabs on that stuff as well as, you know, we have these half-day and three-quarter-day trips running too. So full speed for us still, even though, you know, we're, like I said, sliding into the fall. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us up here, give us a call. The phone number at our landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then, like always, you guys use that discount code HU25. Enter that when you book online, and that will save you 25% on one of these local trips.
Such a great deal. You go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. You click on that Dana Wharf banner. Takes you right to the website. Enter the code when you're checking out, HU25. 25% off a local trip. That's a great deal. How do you beat
it? Good deal, right?
Yeah.
You can save some money, and you can go and buy your Promar stuff for your HoopNet trips when the season opens up. You're kind of ahead.
There you go. You're going to be running them out of Dana Wharf, right?
There might be a few trips here and there on Helena. I know he has some of that stuff that he works in his charter schedule. So the office has all that info. For me right now, I really don't know, to be totally honest with you.
Gotcha.
But that's kind of how it's been in times past.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks, Captain Brian Woolley. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, definitely some cool stuff going on up there, but I know there's some cool stuff going down to Cedrus Island. Cedrus Sportfish and Rosie, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Doing great. You're filling in for your husband, Jeff. Where's Jeff?
Jeff is up in Idaho fishing. He's fly fishing in Idaho.
Oh,
he has a tough life that the man leads, you know. I tell you, it's a tough one. Okay, so really quick, I have to tell you my Promar story. You guys are saying that bait is king, and you know us down at Cedros, every morning we make bait. We make mackerel, and bait is king. And so this last year when I was up at the Fred Hall Boat Show, I went over to the Promar booth, and you guys already said it, that sabiki rig setup where the sabikis go into the tube and it collapses. It's fabulous for travel, and I kill bait on it all the time. I mean, I get that bait, and it is in the well, and that's what we're using. So Promar, love you guys. Thank you so much. Everyone who comes down to Cedros should invest in one of those because it is the setup to bring down there. It's easy. It's really great.
Pretty cool, Rosie.
So, yeah. So, okay. So I know we sound like a broken record every week that we call in, but I don't care if you're Punta Norte, if you're south, east, west, wherever you are on Cedros Island, the yellowtail are just getting bigger. Okay. It's unbelievable. We have guys coming in, and they're coming in with limits of 35 to 42 pound yellowtail.
Sweet.
And it's unbelievable right now. And then the patties are going off with the Dorado. You pull up on a patty, and I don't know if you guys, well, I know you guys all have, when you see just Dorado all around the boat. And talking to one of the guys last week, and he said the Dorado, they pulled on this patty, were just all over the place. And the captain had the gaff ready to gaff one of the anglers' Dorado, and another Dorado went by, and he free gaffed a Dorado right onto the boat. So we were laughing about that. We thought that was pretty good.
That's
and so anyways, big yellowtail, north and south, calico bass are still doing really great. And, of course, if you want to make the trek north between Bonitos and Cedros, we still have wahoo coming onto the pongas. So it gets gooder and gooder.
That sounds pretty cool,
gooder,
Rosie.
Gooder and gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, gooder and gooder.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's cool. So Rosie, I know that bookings are filling up next year, full speed. I know our June trip is almost full, and the rest of your trips are almost full. How do we get a hold of you if we want to book a trip to Cedros Sport Fishing?
All right, so I've got a few spots left at the end of our last trip in November this year, and I talked to Javier and Lalo 2 nights ago, and they are encouraging us next year to try to go into December because they say really big fish come down in November and December. So if you guys want to get a hold of me, phone number is 619-772-7570. You can email me at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com or get onto our website, and that would be all the W's and then cedrosportfishing.com, and check us on out. We got a lot to offer you guys.
That's pretty cool stuff, Rosie. I know that bass fish and that calico's got to be pretty darn good into December, too, so...
And you know what? It's so funny that you were talking about that, because when I was talking with Lalo and Javier the other night, they say everything. You know, the yellowtail and the wahoo are just golden down there, and they say the calicos are still biting down there.
Fantastic,
so,
Rosie. Can't wait.
I say we do it.
All right. Well, very good. Cedros Sport Fishing. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Pete, my next favorite thing would be the surf fishing and surf fishing guru Gundy Gunderson on the line. Let's talk to Gundy. How you doing this morning, Gundy?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Great, Gundy. It's time to go fishing in the surf.
It is, and it's fall, and it's all, you know, it's that time of year where you just see a lot of species in action. I'll get right to it. We're a little behind here with yesterday being the first day of fall, started to see that good fall mixed bag, I call it. Lots of species in play. Water temperature stable. Conditions excellent. Cooling water up north. We're starting to see some different species like the halibut and the perch bite a little bit. And then down south, those corbina are really starting to get together here. Hook, line, sinker reported improved halibut bite. Clean water, cooler water holding the bait. Electric grunion pattern flash minnows have been red hot up there. Goleta, East Beach, the sand spit have been the hot spots. Wiley's reported good croaker action, and how about this? A 9-pound, 2-ounce spotfin croaker was weighed in the shop yesterday.
Man,
the monster fish took a lugworm. I mean, that stretch up there is not known for big spotfin, you know, and that is a monster 9-pound fish. Yellowfin leopard sharks also in the mist. Just Fishing in Redondo reported several striped bass taken in the surf line. Fish were eating crocodiles. One angler got a short bite, then a follower, then stuck an 8-pound, 7-ounce fish on the third cast. from the Hermosa Pier to Dockweiler has been the best stretch there. Look for the birds. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported good spot fin action off Huntington Cliffs. The Long Rodders are casting Bloodworm outside the breakers. Bigger models pushing 5 pounds. Hogan's and Dana Point. And this is interesting. Reported just a ton of Corvina in the surf line there. I don't know if they're staging up in there, but the fish are a little finicky now. But just the sheer numbers, you know, portend some good action in that stretch there. Cooler nights, shorter days as we move into fall. I guarantee you that fish will kick into a biting mode. Pacific Coast reported best stretch of Corvina there was Army Navy Academy. Sand crabs are thinning out. They're using bloodworms. One of the lucky craft specialists in the shop stuck an 18-pound halibut on a big 130 flash minnow. That's a big bait. I believe the electric grunion pattern again. That's a real nice fish. Blue Water reported steady Corvina action, exotic baits like soft shells, bloodworms, ghost shrimp working the best on a Corvina. And then they had some striped bass in the count. Some 8 to 10 pound fish were taken there at Dog Beach. And then one of the shop kids is a spear fisherman and he stuck a 31 pound striped bass right there at the mouth of Del Mar. So,
are you kidding me?
It's just a mixed bag of fishing and some nice catches, Pete. You know, fall is, I always call it the time to catch a hog, and boy, there's some quality in that report.
Man, you're talking about a Gundy and huge halibut and, man, big spotfin croaker, and you talk about yellowfin croaker, you talk about all the stuff you're talking about, it just relates to, like, bait in the surf, and I know there's got to be some type of chovy or small dean in that surf line, Gundy.
Yeah, that's the deal. We've, you know, we've had good bait conditions all year. We got that small sardine is all over on those beaches. And as we go into fall, we get cooling water and that bait builds up and it's just an ideal setup right here for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Gundy, awesome fishing right now. Time to go fishing. Fall fishing at its finest. It's full, officially fall now, so let's go fishing.
And it's our job to bring it to you, right, Pete?
That's it, man. Hey, appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, great job, guys.
I always love Gundy's reports. Brings it to the top of the page here. And Bill Varney has come out with the greatest new gadget for catching sand crabs. A Crab and Go is a lightweight stainless tube with a handle that works like magic to catch sand crabs for surf bait. It's made of stainless steel, weighs less than 15 ounces, super light, just a scoop that you can catch clean, fresh crabs, perfect for the surf fishing bait. You can find Crab and Go at a few local tackle stores, Angler's Choice, Hogan's Tackle, Fisherman's Hardware, and Island Tackle, or online at surffishtackle.com. You can't beat it. And when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Steve from Promar, Ahi USA. We're going to have more from Steve, or Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, more from Promar Nets. We come back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish
fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters. And you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.